Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey, and welcome to the readings for the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. I've forgotten all week to say to you, and I really want to call your attention to our website, renewalministries.net. As you listen to these programs and other programs that we sponsor, you may want more resources, more books, CDs, DVDs that can help you to grow in your Christian life. And I just really urge you to go to our website, renewalministries.net. You can listen to our programs from that site. You can also see all the resources we have that may help you to grow, because brothers and sisters, what we want to do really is to grow in holiness, holiness of life. This is when we become actually a hymn of praise to God just by our life. So let's run the race. Let's do what God asks us to do. We will never be sorry that we did. So check out our website, renewalministries.net. That's all you need. No spaces, no capitals, just renewalministries.net. And I think you'll find there a wealth of material that will help you and encourage you, support you, and also give you wisdom on the path to holiness. The opening prayer for this Sunday: O God, who have prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see, fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promises, which surpass every human desire. Think of that. No matter what you desire, the promises of God will surpass every human desire. Why? Because you can't think infinitely. You can only think finitely. You're limited. You think you know what is all beautiful, what is all good. You think you know, but you don't know, because we're limited. It will go beyond all our desires if you follow him and receive what he has for you. So pray for that today. The first reading for this Sunday is taken from the prophet Jeremiah in his suffering. And there's a reason for this. Jeremiah chapter 38, verses 4 to 6 and 8 to 10. In those days, the princes said to the king, Jeremiah ought to be put to death. He is demoralizing the soldiers who are left in this city and all the people by speaking such things to them. He's not interested in the welfare of our people, but in their ruin. Jeremiah is prophesying hard things, and they don't want to hear it. They want immediate happiness, and what Jeremiah is doing is prophesying what we need to do, or disaster will come upon us. And we don't want to hear those things. And that's exactly what happened here. King Zedekiah answered, he's in your power, for the king could do nothing with them. And so they took Jeremiah, they threw him into the cistern of Prince Malachiah, which was in the quarters of the guard, letting him down with ropes. There was no water in the cistern, only mud, and Jeremiah sank into the mud. It's a rather desperate place to be, isn't it? Abimelech, a court official, went there from the palace and said to him, my lord king, these men have been at fault in all they have done to the prophet Jeremiah, casting him into the cistern. He will die of famine on the spot, for there's no more food in the city. And so the king ordered Abimelech, the Cushite, to take three men along with him and draw the prophet Jeremiah out of the cistern before he should die. So Jeremiah's life is spared. However, Jeremiah goes through great suffering again and again and again. And brothers and sisters, if we're going to follow the Lord, if we're going to do what the Lord says, which is often contrary to what the world says, we're going to be ridiculed and mocked. That's the easiest part. We're going to suffer. Are you ready? And most of us, our answer is no, we're not ready. Most of us. That's our answer. We're not ready. But if we learn how to rely on the Lord, if we learn how to cling to him, if we ask him to give us his eyes, he will do so. to give us his heart, he will do so. What we want to do, brothers and sisters, is to be able to hear the Lord and to do what he says, so that even if we suffer, we will have the comfort of his presence. And believe me, that comfort outweighs any comfort the world could give you. If we follow him and say, Lord, be with me, help me, even if we're ridiculed, even if we're mocked, if we're ostracized, follow him. Do what he says, because you will triumph. Psalm 40, Lord, come to my aid. I have waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me. He drew me out of the pit, out of the mud of the swamp. He set my feet upon a crag. He made firm my steps. The psalmist is telling us God will help us out of difficult situations. Don't try to avoid the suffering. Go through it, because you're going to know the power of the Lord with you. It's hard. It hurts. But brothers and sisters, God needs disciples today who are willing to accept the suffering that goes with being his disciple, saying no to certain things that the world admires and wants and thinks you should do and mocks and ridicules you when you don't. Lord, come to my aid. Though I am afflicted and poor, yet the Lord thinks of me. You are my help and my deliverer, O my Lord, O my God. Hold not back. Don't hold back. Please come and help me. And he will. The second reading for this Sunday is the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 to 4. Brothers and sisters, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us, while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of our faith. That's what we have to do day in and day out, especially when we're enduring suffering, especially when we're suffering because we're a disciple of Jesus Christ. Because we choose to say no to certain things, because we don't accept certain ways of thinking. It hurts. It's hard. We want to be accepted. We want to be loved. We want to be admired. This is where we have to go against ourselves. But Christ, when he sees our willingness to do this, will come. He will comfort us. He will walk with us. We won't be alone. Doesn't take all the pain away, but it makes it endurable. Brothers and sisters, we have to learn to be willing to suffer for the sake of the kingdom. Oh, I don't want to say anything. Oh, I don't want to cause trouble. Oh, I this. Oh, I that. And souls are being lost because we don't speak the truth. And I mean that. That's not drama. That's the truth. Souls are being lost because we fail to speak the truth. We have to learn how to speak the truth in love so it stands a chance of being heard. Absolutely. Absolutely. The truth is Jesus Christ. It's a person. It's not just a thing, a statement, a premise. The truth is Jesus Christ, and he always comes with great love for his people, always. And we too have to become his disciples in that we love these souls. We're not just going after them because we want to prove we're right and they're wrong. That will never get us anywhere. We come and we bring the truth to people because we want to see them set free. We want them to know eternal life. So we have to do it in love. And the gospel for this Sunday is taken from Luke chapter 12, verses 49 to 53. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. What does Jesus mean when he says, I've come to set the earth on fire? He's saying he's coming with the fire of his love. The fire of his love, to ignite those hearts that are faithful to him. But that fire will also burn and sear our sins, but it is the fire of love. It's the fire that produces life. It doesn't destroy. I have come to set the earth on fire, and it is the fire of God's love. He says, do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, division. Why? not because he wants to divide, but because people can choose not to follow him. He gave them free will. You can choose to become God's enemy. I hope you don't, but you could choose it, and there are people who do. And he says, do you think I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, first of all, there has to be division. We have to separate the sheep from the goats. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against a son and against his father, a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, a daughter against her mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. In other words, all the different relationships that we have, familial relationships, the tightest relationships. Nevertheless, even there we can be divided if we choose to follow God or we choose to follow the world. It's not God making the division. We're the ones that make the division. We make the choice. And what we want to pray for is that all those, especially, first of all those we love, all those who are part of our family, will hear the voice of the Lord. I don't want to be divided from my family. But my first allegiance has to be to God. That hurts. That's hard. But if my first allegiance is to God, and I'm clear on that, and I live a life of love, and I live a life where I don't seek to destroy, where I don't seek to bring harm, where I live a good life, eventually those who have been on another side from me will see my life and see the fruit of my life. And perhaps that will be the source of conversion for them. Don't try to patch over division. Don't exacerbate it. Don't magnify it, but don't pass over it. Begin to pray for those you love who don't see things as you do. And God will hear you. God will hear you. Again, Pope Emeritus Benedict wrote this. I have come to set the earth on fire. The fire is Christ's own passion of love, a fire that is to be handed on. Handed on. The fire of God's love in you, you are to hand on. Whoever comes close to him must be prepared to be burned, says Pope Benedict. Those who come close to him must be prepared to be burned. This is a fire that makes things bright and pure and free and grand. Being a Christian, then, is daring to entrust oneself to this burning fire. That's Pope Benedict. Let me read that one sentence again. Whoever comes close to him must be prepared to be burned. This is a fire that makes things bright and pure and free and grand. Being a Christian, then, is daring to entrust oneself to this fire. The fire is set ablaze when we speak the truth. Like the prophet Jeremiah, who is punished for it, the message of the church is there precisely in order to conflict with that behavior, with our behavior, to fear man and to tear man out of his life of lies and to bring clarity and truth. That's what God wants to do, to tear man out of his life of lies and to bring clarity and truth. Yield, brothers and sisters, please, for God's sake, yield to the fire of his love. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.